AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A former Trump White House official is in federal custody after defying a subpoena from the House committee investigating the Capitol riot.
Peter Navarro faces two contempt of Congress charges, one for failing to appear at a deposition and the other for not producing documents. The committee saw testimony from Navarro about his public efforts to help Trump overturn the 2020 election results. He's the second former Trump aide arrested for refusing to cooperate with the panel, months after Steve Bannon was indicted. The Justice Department's under pressure to move faster in deciding whether to prosecute other Trump aides who've also defied the committee, which will hold public hearings starting next week. Sagar Magani, Washington.
On the 100th day since Russia invaded Ukraine, Russia seems increasingly unlikely to relinquish the territory it has taken in the war. President Biden was asked if Ukraine should cede territory.
From the beginning, I've said, and I've been, not everyone's agreed with me, nothing about Ukraine without Ukraine. It's their territory. I'm not going to tell them what they should and shouldn't do.
President Volodymyr Zelensky says they have defended Ukraine for 100 days already, and victory will be theirs. Another strong jobs report from the Labor Department with the addition of 390,000 jobs. PNC Financial Chief Economist Gus Fauché says the number is just about right.
We've been seeing job growth of around 400,000 per month so far in 2022. That's slower than what we had in 2021, but given the tightness of the labor market, that's to be expected. And in fact, the Federal Reserve would like to see job growth slow a bit more to help bring inflation under control.
The CDC says genetic analysis of recent monkeypox cases suggests there are two distinct strains in the U.S., raising the possibility the virus has been circulating undetected for some time. This is AP News. The United Nations says the Taliban in Afghanistan faces increasing threats from Islamic State militants.
Afghanistan's Taliban rulers are maintaining close ties with Al-Qaeda as they consolidate control over the country, with their main military threat coming from IS extremists and guerrilla-style attacks by former Afghan government security personnel. With the onset of better weather, UN experts say fighting may escalate. In a new report, however, they say neither IS nor Al-Qaeda is believed to be capable of mounting international attacks before 2023. Nevertheless, the presence of IS, Al-Qaeda, and many other terrorist groups and fighters on Afghan soil, they say, is raising concerns. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Special Olympics has dropped a coronavirus vaccine mandate for its games in Orlando, Florida, after the state moved to fine the organization $27 million for violating a state law against such rules. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.